This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In a few minutes, we'll check into the sudden surge of West Coast literary magazines. First, though, what about those Iraq hearings on Capitol Hill? Which hearings, you ask, and weren't they on last week? Well, you're a very discerning listener. There were major hearings of the commission investigating the 9/11 attacks last week and the week before. But there is developing practically a season of hearings, these mostly devoted to the war in Iraq, how we got there, how things have gone badly, how we might get out, etc. To help sort through all this, we're offering the Day-to-Day Field Guide to Hearings with expert panelist Ron Elving. He's NPR's senior Washington editor. Ron, welcome to the show. And if you will, run through some of the committee hearings ongoing this week.
Hello, Alex. We have the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Transition to Sovereignty Hearings. We have the Senate Armed Services Committee, Transition to Sovereignty Hearings. We have the House Judiciary Committee, Extension of a Deadline for the U.S. Visa Program. And we have the Select Intelligence Narco-Terrorism Connections Subcommittee Hearing.
This is totally bewildering for most people, including many journalists, I must confess. Let's begin with the House Armed Services Committee. Ron, what is the subject for the day?
Subject for the day is the June 30th transfer of power.
And the star witness?
Star witness is Paul Wolfowitz, who is the Deputy Secretary of Defense under Donald Rumsfeld.
Okay, and here he is testifying today.
We're dealing, as we have been dealing from the beginning, with a very complicated picture throughout Iraq that is not uniform.
That's Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz at the House Armed Services Committee today. Ron Elving, the goal for the committee?
The goal for the committee is to show that they are supportive of the president, certainly the Republicans on the committee, and the goal for the Democrats on the committee is to try to wring from Mr. Wolfowitz some concession that he did not foresee what is going on in Iraq today.
And finally, on a scale of 1 to 10, would you rate this hearing on its TV potential? We'll note that it is being broadcast in places, and its likely actual content value.
I would say it has a 6 value for television if there are real flare-ups. And as far as ultimate effect on policy, it probably has very little whatsoever.
So you might see this on the TV news tonight, but even if you do, it probably doesn't matter much.
That's correct.
All right, next, Senate Foreign Relations Hearings. What is the subject?
The subject is, quote, Iraq transition, civil war or civil society.
Star witness?
Really, there is no star witness, Alex. There's a long list of experts.
And what's the goal for the committee?
The goal of this committee, chaired by Richard Lugar, is to pressure the administration to bring across more information about what exactly it plans to do on June 30th, but the Department of Defense has refused to provide any witnesses at all.
And why is that?
Because they feel that the way that the committee is structuring these hearings, raising the question of civil war, for example, civil war or civil society, is prejudging the situation in a negative way.
Okay, and rate this one. Compelling television, actual newsworthiness?
I think the actual newsworthiness is great, but it probably will not be compelling television because there is no recognizable star witness or member of the administration.
Okay, last hearing we're going to talk about in the House Government Reform Committee. What are they talking about today?
They're talking about the United Nations Oil for Food program in Iraq during the period before the invasion.
And this is the subject of a lot of scandal now. There are allegations that Saddam Hussein stole billions of dollars from it and that some UN officials were paid off to let him do that.
That's the story, Alex.
Okay. Who's the star witness at the hearing today?
Supposed to be John Negroponte, the United Nations ambassador from the U.S., but at the last minute, the Negroponte appearance was canceled. Now, that could have something to do with the fact that Negroponte has now been named the new U.S. ambassador to Iraq.
And what is the goal for this committee hearing?
This committee wants to try to get to the bottom of the UN Oil for Food program story, but they also want to establish whether or not we're going to set up our own investigation and have it have the authority of the UN itself.
Is this a hearing good for TV, or is it full of real congressional insight?
It's got a lot of important experts who are going to testify, but it's going to lose a lot of its news value, its television value, if you will, with the absence of Mr. Negroponte.
Maybe I've been flip with some of these questions, asking you to rate things on this 1 to 10 scale. But really, as an editor, when you look at hearings, how do you assess their news value and how we should cover them?
We're looking for what the members of Congress are and ought to be looking for, information about all these programs. But we're also looking to something that's going to be interesting to listen to, something that has the drama that will get the information across.
NPR's Ron Elving. He's senior Washington editor, and he's editor for the day-to-day field guide to congressional hearings. Ron, thanks for being with us again.
Thank you, Alex.
This is Day to Day from NPR News.